your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness.
Yeah. We're going to look at some of the verses in the 12th chapter of Romans and just dissect it, really see what Paul is saying. But in verse 1, he says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Paul is saying that we're to present our bodies a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice. And when they brought sacrifices in Israel, when they brought sacrifices up to the altar to dedicate to the Lord, that sacrifice was killed. It killed him. And here Paul is saying, you want a living sacrifice. But when they brought the sacrificial lamb, when they brought the animal there to sacrifice, and something had gone wrong with it, they found a blemish on it. It was already been dedicated to the Lord, but they found something wrong with it. They put it back into the herd, and he lived. A living sacrifice. Only if the animal no longer was accepted, it'd already been offered to the Lord. It'd already been offered to God. Could he continue to live? When this happened, the animal was no longer this animal was no longer satisfactory for sacrifice, but it had already been dedicated. Therefore, it had to be used for another purpose, and it could not be slaughtered in front of the altar. It went back into the herd, went back into the flock. There was no way to reverse the dedication. It had already been dedicated. So there wasn't any way to reverse the dedication. No way to remove the blemish. So it was set apart from the rest of the herd, separated to God, but still alive. When Paul calls for believers to present themselves as living sacrifices, he's recalling the Jewish regulation concerning the dedication of blemished animals. By the original creative act, Adam and Eve, Every human being was set aside for God's purpose. But something went wrong. What was to be the paradigm example of God's distributed authority, the very image of God Himself, became unfit under that it was, in other words, it was dedicated. We were dedicated. But something went wrong. Therefore, we weren't fit. We existed for Him, but were unfit to fulfill our purpose. What was the solution? Praise God, there's a solution. Jesus reconciled us with the Father so that even though we were stained, we could go on living while being separated for His service. Because of what Jesus did, we can go on living dedicated to the service of the Lord. Praise God. That's what it means to be a living sacrifice. It's a sacrifice that went wrong, but it is still set apart for Him. That's us. You know the Lord. The Greek word for living implies something having some duration, existing or being alive. And the Hebrew equivalent of that is in Genesis 2:7, man became a living being. We were made in God's image. Animated, came alive by God's breath, created for God's purpose, in perfect harmony with the Creator. We existed as His regents or His agents, equipped to carry out His orders in the world. I mean, that's what He had for us to do. That's what He had for mankind when He created man. But something went wrong. I think everybody knows what went wrong. Adam and Eve blew it. Eve was deceived. Adam blew it. It was all Adam's fault. It ought to make all of us men real happy, you know. We blew it. The tragic results meant that mankind dedicated at creation for God's purpose was now unfit for the role. Only the sacrifice of God Himself could restore the original harmony. And someday, when the grand plan of redemption closes, who will return to God who loves us will once again be perfectly fitted to the role. Until then, we are separated as living sacrifices. Praise God that we're a living sacrifice. We need to understand that a living sacrifice is a sacrifice that is not perfect. A living sacrifice is blemished. That's who we are. We're blemished. But by the grace of God and the obedience of Jesus, we are the blemished sacrifices still alive after the altar ceremony. What we could not do, Jesus did for us. He did it for us. In the process, He allowed us to be set apart to continue, even though we should have been put on the altar. We're still continuing to serve the Lord, a living sacrifice. We are the redeemed wrong stuff. Not the perfect offering. We are just where we're supposed to be. Knowing this makes it a little easier to handle all the days when the blemishes really show up. You know, some days the blemishes really show up. We really see things as they are, and we see how messed up we are, and we see all this junk. Amen? But praise God because of Jesus. We're the living sacrifice. We are still set aside. It's not about perfection, it's about grace. It's the grace of God. Praise God. Though we were dead and buried with Him, we live. What an awesome paradox. It's so important. Though we were dead and buried with Him, we live. in Him because of His grace. We were blemished. But you don't see, He doesn't see the blemishes. Amen? So we're the living, that's what Paul is talking about. We're the blemish, we're the living sacrifices. Praise God. It's awesome. And then he says that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. Acceptable to God. We've been made acceptable because of what Jesus did for us. Because when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you give your life to the Lord, He takes away all that stuff, and we've been made acceptable. It's really, really, to me, it kind of blows your mind somewhat, because we're a living sacrifice. We got blemishes on us. We were dedicated to God for God's purpose in the Garden of Eden. When God created man, He had a purpose. He was dedicated to Him. He blew it. He sinned. Had blemishes. You can't be all on the altar sacrificed to God because you've got blemishes. But praise God what Jesus did. Because God came in the form of Jesus, the perfect sacrifice, the Lamb without blemish. He didn't have a blemish. And He died for you and me. He took our place. Wow. He took our place. It ought to just make you jump up and down and shout hallelujah and run around three times and go, the Lamb is worthy. The Lamb is worthy. We serve an awesome, great Lord. And then sometimes when we get to the place that we get so... We're going to get to the, we might, I don't think we'll get to it today because it's too deep. But in Romans 12:2, it says, and don't be conformed to this world. Y'all want to stay till 12:30? Three bells. No, but it's something I want you to meditate on till next week. And don't be conformed, he said in verse 2. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Conformed. Do you realize that the world today is preoccupied with fashion? I'm not talking about clothes. Well, it could be clothes too, But fashion. The world is consumed with what's next. From business to politics to education to religion, the world flocks around the fad game. Everybody looks like they just... That was a deep revelation. But it's true. It's true. What is this new thing that you just told me about and read in the Charisma magazine, Nan? What's this new church thing they're talking about now? Huh? Chrislam. That's the new thing for churches to be Chrislam. Okay, yeah, what? But you just see, it's worse. The way I understood what she read to me, she was reading excerpts to it. This is dangerous when your wife reads excerpts to you. It's worshiping Jesus and worshiping Islam in the same church. The Quran and the Bible in the same pews. I'm okay, you're okay. There's many ways to God. That's the fad. That's the new fashion today. We better pray. Amen. So I just brought out the bad.
She didn't read me the good, she just read me the bad. Witnessing to them and changing them and bringing them to the Lord. Amen. 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 So, Father, we just come to you this morning. Lord, we thank you that, and it, as Paul said, that we're a living sacrifice. Lord, we cry out to you. We thank you that because of Jesus, we are that living sacrifice. That we've been washed. The blemishes have been washed away. And we thank you and we magnify you. And Lord, we lift up the people in the East Coast. Lord, we lift him up. We ask that for your protection. But Lord, we look and we just say, Lord, minister to them, but minister, Lord, we cry out to you. Lord, that our hearts will be turned to you. That people's hearts will be turned to you. Lord, we cry for the people that don't know you. Lord, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit to minister to them. Bring them into that place. Work in their hearts. And Lord, the believers that are cold, that are lukewarm, Lord, turn them, stir the fire, make us more hungry for you, crying out to you for your love, for your mercy. Lord, we thank you and we magnify you. And Lord, just transform us. Work in our lives that we'll not be conformed to this world. Lord, we want to be conformed into your image. We want people to see Jesus in us. We thank you and we magnify you. Lord, we just thank you for your goodness and your mercy. And Lord, if it wasn't for your love, for your mercy, for your grace, where would we be today? And we thank you. And we magnify you. In Jesus' name, amen.